This is the local VK5 news segment. And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. As mentioned a couple of weeks back, Tony, VK5ZAI, will set up a link between the crew of the International Space Station and members of the Australian Air League, South Australian Wing. This is to confirm that the link-up between the League and the ISS will take place at the Aviation Museum in Port Adelaide on the 31st of May at approximately 09:35 UTC. The astronaut that will answer cadet questions will be Thomas Pesquet, KG5SYG. The contact will be telebridged through the W6SRJ in Santa Rosa, California. Tony will be setting up at the museum on Wednesday morning in preparation for the link-up in the evening. The Aviation Museum, located in Port Adelaide, is very impressive and Tony would recommend a visit by anyone interested in aircraft or Air Force history. Their website can be found by googling saam.org.au. Congratulations to the organising committee of the 2017 WIA AGM. From all that I have heard, the AGM was not only very well attended, but was one of the most successful ever. Well done to all involved. The bar has been set high for the next one, that's for sure. We look forward to seeing some of the video that I believe was taken on the weekend and to reading some of the reports on various websites and blogs in the coming days. Only two more weeks until South East Radio Group 2017 Annual Convention. If you intend coming along and attending our Sunday night dinner, please book now via email to vk5sr@wia.org.au to save us from trying to process a last-minute rush. Payments, $25 per head, may be made at the door on the weekend, but the preferred method is via direct bank deposit. If you would like our bank details, please email me at vk5sr@wia.org.au. Fox hunting entries should be emailed to Andrew, vk5ket@wia.org.au, and the same payment method applies. We hope that this year's event will be as successful as the previous two have been. We have a small number of members, family members, who are having health problems at the moment, and we would like to wish them successful outcomes and speedy recoveries. Being injured or unwell certainly has nothing to recommend it, and we can only hope that good health returns soon. That's about my lot for this week. We certainly hope to see you next weekend. In the meantime, the members of the South East Radio Group wish you all a great week and safe travelling. Cheers, Cole, VK5HCF.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Last weekend I attended the WIA AGM and forums at Handorf. I found it very interesting, as it was my first attendance. The forums were very informative and sometimes entertaining, including the Sunday afternoon displays and the Horace Balloon Launch. To the VK5 Club's organising committee, a big round of applause for the efforts they put in and the results they achieved. Well done, everyone. Now that the WIA has a new board selected by the membership, it is time for the bickering to be put aside and we, the members, get behind them with all our support. They have a steep climb ahead of them. Next Wednesday, the 31st of May, is the fifth Wednesday and a social event has been booked for a meal at the Midway Tavern, corner of Midway and Yorktown Roads, Elizabeth, 6 p.m. Those of you who have booked, see you there. Those who have not, you are still welcome. Call me on 0408-808-516. On Wednesday, the 17th of May last, Steve, VK5AIM, gave an interesting presentation on the antenna measurement and parameters with a number of practical demonstrations. Well done, Steve. The next meeting of the club will be on Wednesday the 7th of June, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start at the Grove Venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The WIA convention at Harndorf was a great success, thanks to the tremendous effort by the committee, who must have burnt their candles at both ends many nights to organise this wonderful event. The technical content and demonstrations are outstanding. Thanks to the committee for a great effort. AHARS is running another foundation licence training session on the weekend of the 3rd and 4th of June at the Shack. Contact Barry, VK5BW, at wia.org.au to book. You can upgrade an existing licence on the same weekend. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 9th of June, and this will be followed on Saturday the 10th of June by the next social gathering at the Shack. Thanks to Graham, VK5ZFZ, we've been invited to a special session at Fab Lab on Saturday the 24th of June. The starting time is 10 a.m. and the location is 200 Pulteney Street, Adelaide. We're negotiating for platters of food, cake, tea and coffee. This is our fourth Saturday event for June, so nothing is happening at the Shack that day. Please book for this event so we do not run out of nibbles. Trevor, VK5NIX, is taking the bookings, 0417 838 740, or tmold, T-M-O-L-D-E, at internode.on.net. Monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. The June monthly meeting on the 15th will be a members' show and tell. Bring along a project, a repair or an upgrade, to share with members and friends. This session has been brought forward 1 month to make way for two sessions by Barry, VK5BW. The July the 20th Thursday General Meeting presentation will be about coax cables, and this will be followed on the Saturday 22nd technical session at the Shack by a demonstration of terminating coax cables. The AHARS Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. On Saturday the 23rd of September, Graham, VK5ZFZ, will run another Introduction to Arduino session. If we get too many people to fit in the AHARS Shack, we may be able to use the Old Girl Guides Hall on the same site. How about joining the AHARS 2 meter net? It runs every Monday night on the RAD 147 repeater, starting at 8 p.m. and usually finishes about 9:30. If you miss out on this on-air broadcast, you can always go to the Northeast Radio Club website and either listen to it or download an MP3 file. The URL is http://northeastradioclub.org.au. The Treasurer has asked me to remind members, if they've not paid their subscription for 2017-2018, do so this month. Remember, it's near the end of the month. Remember, you were entitled to an early bird discount of $5 off the usual fee of $25 if you paid by the end of March. Bit late for that. AHARS has a small quantity of cool books and foundation manuals for sale to members at $25 each. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. Thanks, folks. That's all for this week.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with the weekly news and notes from the Northeast Radio Club. Well, it was a great technical night last Friday. There was plenty of soup for everyone, and some very interesting show-and-tells were displayed, including a very nice spectrum analyzer, a battery voltage monitor, and a Morse code keyer with the paddle, which everybody could have a try at sending Morse code. So thanks to Pat and Carol for the tasty soup, and well done to all who brought their projects in for the show-and-tell. We may have another one of these at a later date. It certainly proved very successful. The WIA AGM last weekend went very well, with fine weather for the event, and a lot of the Northeast Radio Club members were in attendance. And the Saturday technical presentations were of great interest, and one of them used a microwave link to Mount Lofty, where one of the presenters was located. And the Sunday at the Harndorf Oval was a technical tour de force, with a great amount of modern amateur radio technology on display. such as moon bounce, magnetic loop antennas, digital amateur television, summits on the air stations, D-Star, microwave, and of course a Horus balloon launch, which we watched via the remote tracking technology from Go to O. So congratulations to everybody involved in organising of this landmark WIA event. I hope to see another great WIA AGM next year. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.